Hello, welcome to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, where it is all about helping amazing physicians just like you create a wealthy life free from burnout and with the financial security to practice medicine on your own terms. I'm your host, Dr. Elisa Zhang. Hello, and welcome back to the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. I don't know about you, but I do find myself using AI more and more. I actually will go to ChatGPT and do some searches there as opposed to searching through Google. But of course, I do find there are limitations. And so it really depends on what I'm looking for. If I'm looking for really up-to-date information, then I still need to go to Google because ChatGPT really only looks at things that are older than 2 years. There also have been found some errors with the results from ChatGPT, as there are errors with finding anything on the internet. And ChatGPT doesn't necessarily reference which source or which website they're getting that information from. But we are seeing the capabilities of ChatGPT really improve. And that is true for all of artificial intelligence. As the capabilities of artificial intelligence continues to improve, that lends the question, can AI help me with my investment portfolio? In recent years, the financial industry has witnessed a significant shift towards automated investment platforms, commonly known as robo-advisors. I know I've been getting email from Vanguard and Fidelity about using their robo-advisors. The most prominent robo-advisors, though, are Wealthfront and Betterment. I personally first heard about Wealthfront and Betterment from one of my cousins. I compared the two and actually ended up opening an account with Betterment back in 2015, which I then closed about 2 years later. Wealthfront was founded in 2008, and its automated investing service was launched in 2011. As of November 2023, Wealthfront has reached $50 billion in client assets with more than 700,000 customers. Betterment was also founded in 2008 and put out its first financial product in 2010. Betterment's reported assets under management is more than $40 billion as of August 2023, with over 800,000 customers. Other brokerages have been adding on robo-investing options, including Vanguard, Fidelity, and SoFi. And in fact, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, recently proposed a rule aiming at managing how AI is used to provide investment advice. So today, I'm going to talk more about the pros and cons of automated financial investment. So let's just start with what does a robo-advisor actually do? Robo-advisors, also known as automated investing services, use computer algorithms to build and manage your portfolio. It can do tasks like rebalancing and tax loss harvesting. The cost for a robo-advisor is significantly less than what a human financial advisor charges, with typical assets under management fees ranging from anywhere between 0 to 0.35%, compared to 0.5% up to even 2% for human advisors. The account minimums tend to be low, and there may not be any minimum at all. When you work with a robo-advisor, you'll fill out a survey to let the robo-advisor know your age, your current savings, income, risk tolerance, and goals. From this information, the robo-advisor will put together a portfolio and invest the funds in your robo-advisor account according to that portfolio. Robo-advisors invest your funds in a portfolio of exchange-traded funds and usually can find exchange-traded funds with low expense ratios and fees. The biggest pro of using a robo-advisor is the automation and convenience. You can open the account and deposit whatever funds you want the robo-advisor to manage. You can set up automatic contributions so that you're investing regularly throughout the year. After the initial setup, you can be basically done with it. The robo-advisor will purchase whatever funds as determined by its programming, rebalance the portfolio, and even do your tax loss harvesting. Another upside of robo-advisors is that they have no emotion. Robo-advisors are sophisticated algorithms to analyze market trends, and they allocate assets strategically. We can think of this similar to using evidence-based medicine. They use the information that we know from how the markets work and implement that information. This approach helps in diversifying investments and optimizing portfolios for risk and return. Robo-advisors are also really easily accessible. There's no need to go to any office or physical location. Everything can be handled through your computer with an internet connection. I've already mentioned the low minimum investment requirements, which are much lower than traditional financial advisors who typically require management of tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars to work with you. The fees charged by robo-advisors are also much less than that of human advisors. There is typically an asset under management fee, which is a percentage of the assets in the portfolio. It is possible that there are other fees as well, depending on the platform. So if you do think about doing robo-advisor, you really want to look at what all the possible fees are. So that begs the question, are the fees worthwhile for the service provided? Well, that leads us to talk a little bit about the cons of robo-advisors. Robo-advisors operate based on algorithms, and that might not actually consider any unique individual circumstances. So there's really a lack of personalization, and this can be a disadvantage if you've got complex financial situations or even if you just have specific preferences. Like any technology, robo-advisors are not immune to technical glitches. If you use a robo-advisor, you do face the risk of potential system failures. This can impact the ability to manage or monitor investments. For better or for worse, there's no human interaction. This could be a pro or a con, really. Some robo-advisor services do have an option to talk to a human who can answer questions. It's less likely that you'll have a dedicated person that you can meet with regularly and build a relationship when you use a robo-advisor service that has human contact than if you actually have a financial advisor. So if you're considering using a robo-advisor, you really need to question whether or not you would rather take care of the portfolio yourself and save on fees. This was a decision I made when I closed the Betterment account. I can choose my own low-cost index funds and know exactly what the expense ratio are on those funds and take into account to where all my other accounts are invested. It's important to remember that robo-advisors don't help with actual financial planning as a whole. Their role is really to manage the securities within your portfolio of stocks and bonds and only for the funds that you've given them to manage. They can't take into account the other parts of your portfolio that are out of their control. And this includes the parts of your portfolio held at different institutions. The robo-advisor won't know anything about your other investment accounts and how you're invested in those accounts, including any employer-based retirement account. Robo-advisors generally only manage IRAs and taxable accounts, so you're unlikely to be able to use them with your 401k, 403b, or 457 plan. And if you know enough to manage your 401k, then you can manage your IRA. This was the conclusion I came to after I tried out Betterment. That being said, for small amounts invested, the fees paid are also really relatively small. As the investment amount increases, the impact of those robo-advisor management fees starts to become more significant, and DIY investing may become more cost-efficient. So one idea I have, and honestly, I have no idea if it would really work, but something that you could consider trying, is that if you want to know what type of portfolio a robo-advisor algorithm would create for you, then you could just give it a portion of your portfolio. You would answer the questions to a scaled-down version of the total portfolio. So for example, you could put 10% of your total portfolio with the robo-advisor and then give it goals that are 10% of your total goal. If you had a total goal of $5 million at retirement, you could tell the robo-advisor that your goal is $500,000. If you currently already have $2 million towards the goal of retirement, then you would fund the robo-advisor account with $200,000. If you put away $50,000 a year towards retirement, in 2024, they may look like maxing out your 401k with $23,000, putting $7,000 into your backdoor Roth IRA, and then $20,000 in a brokerage account. So you could instead put $5,000 into the robo-advisor account, which is 10% of that $50,000 contribution per year, and then $15,000 in whatever other brokerage firm you want to hold your account at. So in this way, you would see the asset allocation and what ETFs the robo-advisor puts you in, and then you could just copy that across your other accounts. Now, of course, for your 401k or 403b, you wouldn't necessarily be able to buy those same ETFs because those accounts typically have limited mutual funds that are available to you. The other thing is now the robo-advisor wouldn't be able to do the rebalancing on all those accounts. It only can rebalance what's in the robo-advisor account, and it would only do the tax loss harvesting in that account as well. So I hope this idea makes sense. It's just something I thought about as I was creating this episode. I mean, for me, I think the hardest part about DIY investing is deciding your asset allocation. And so it could be interesting to see what asset allocation the robo-advisor does and what they do over time, because theoretically, as you get closer to your investment goal, like if it's an investment goal to retire at a certain age, as you get closer to that age, then that asset allocation may change somewhat between how much is in domestic stocks, domestic bonds, or international stocks. Robo-advisors have revolutionized the way that some people approach investing by offering accessibility, affordability, and automated solutions. However, it is crucial to consider the drawbacks, including limitations on how the robo-advisor makes decisions and the inability to really look at the whole investment portfolio, as well as just limiting personalization. If you're a real estate investor, it's not going to take account at all anything about your real estate investments. The decision to use a robo-advisor really ultimately depends on the individual preferences, financial goals, as well as comfort with technology-driven approach to wealth management. Again, you've heard what I do. I tried it out for 2 years. And back then, most of what I was investing was really more in my retirement accounts. And there was really a minimal amount that was put into that robo-advisor account. But I just really wanted to see how it worked. And I really could see all the fees that were being charged. And that just didn't make sense as opposed to just putting it into an index fund. So are you intrigued by robo-advisors? Is this something you think you might consider using? If so, I'd like to hear your thoughts and opinions, whether you would never use a robo-advisor or you would consider it. You can always reach me by emailing growyourwealthymindset@gmail.com. I'd love to get some more feedback on what you'd like to hear about the podcast. If you have any requests for a future episode of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast, I'm happy to hear them. I would love to learn more about where you feel you're missing information in your financial literacy. Thanks for being a listener of the Grow Your Wealthy Mindset podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you could share it with your friends and colleagues. And now for the disclaimer. I am not a certified financial planner, accountant, or attorney, and nothing I say should be construed as professional investment, tax, or legal advice. This show is primarily for your education and entertainment. I am a physician, but I'm probably not your physician. So if you need any medical advice, please contact your own physician. Thank you.